This Diamond Insight takes us to East Tennessee State with Bo Reeder, who's among the nation's leaders in both saves and home runs this season. I guess, Bo, first of all, how would you describe the season that you've had to this point?
It's been pretty good. We've had all-around team success all year, better than we have started any of my 3 years in the past. And it's been great to just have some team chemistry going, and it's really easy to hit whenever you got hitters around you that are a lot of danger themselves. So seeing a lot of pitches to hit and trying to take advantage as much as I can.
You've played both ways before. Last year you made 14 starts. What's the transition been like to being your team's closer this year?
It's been a lot of fun. We had I know Chaz started the close last year at the end of the year, and I know he liked it a lot, and I was looking forward to getting in that role this year. So it's been a great transition. It's a lot easier to close than it was to start last year. So it's not been as tolling on the body, for sure.
Well, and that's kind of what I was going to go to next. When it comes to being an everyday position player as well, does being a closer make that a little bit easier for you?
Oh, definitely. It doesn't take near as long to recover from throwing 100 pitches on a weekend as opposed to possibly throwing 100 pitches throughout the week. So it's not as bad on the arm as well as recovery going back to third base.
What about the new bat standards? Of course, everyone's talking about them this year. How have they affected your approach, both as a pitcher as well as a hitter at the plate?
As a hitter early, it took a lot to get used to. I think I heard it from everybody, teams we played and players on our team as well. It was a tough transition at first, but as far as pitching, it's given, I think, pitchers a lot more confidence because college baseball is a huge home run alley, and there's a lot of home runs in the game, but there still are, but not as many, and pitchers have a lot more confidence. On the hitting side, I think teams are starting to get more used to it. Hitters are doing better than they did. They started off, I think, those rocky start for about every team, but
yeah,
it's gotten a lot better baseball lately.
Well, you hear some people saying that maybe they went too far with how they changed the bats. What do you think about that?
I actually enjoy it. I definitely don't think they went too far. Still a great game, college baseball, and still a lot of competition out there.
Well, you hit 20 home runs last year. You could still end up around that mark this year. Do you feel like maybe you've earned the home runs that you have a little bit more this year?
Definitely earned it a little bit more. Still, I can't take much credit. I'm filling some big shoes with Paul Holman ahead of me, so kind of chasing him a little bit, I guess.
What is the better feeling, or the bigger feeling maybe, striking out a batter to end the game or hitting a walk-off home run?
Well, haven't hit a walk-off home run yet, but I'm sure that would be a better feeling. Haven't been in that situation many times, but when I am, I definitely, the thought crosses my mind.
If you now look to the next level, if you had to choose between being an everyday player or a pitcher in the professional ranks, which would you choose?
That's kind of what I'm facing right now, trying to decide, even though it's not really for me to decide. But I would probably say an everyday position player.
Bo, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
Team camaraderie. Just being around your team every single day for multiple hours. It's just an unbelievable relationship that you build with all the guys around you. You just begin to love all of them and take them as your brothers, so it's awesome just being around those guys.
What's the toughest thing?
Like I said, it does take a lot of time. You're on the road 5 days a week, just about, it seems like, playing games and practicing. So getting that schoolwork done at the same time while you're playing baseball is definitely tough.
Before we wrap up, I'm going to do some word association. I'll throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind, all right?
Okay.
Let's start with a teammate you've mentioned, Paul Holman.
Competitor.
Another teammate, John Long.
Roommate.
Your head coach, Tony Skoll.
Unbelievable guy.
The NCAA tournament.
Can't wait to get there.
East Tennessee State baseball.
Going to win a championship.
And the last one, Bo Reeder.
Well, that's tough. I would say just trying to hang in there.
All right, Bo Reeder, thanks. We appreciate it, and best of luck to you and your teammates the rest of the way.
Okay, thank you.